दिस इज रेडियो नेपाल आईएमटीका प्रसाद खड्का विथ न्यूज द हेडलाइन्स फर्स्ट. Gene sequencing for breast cancer now available in Nepal, cutting cost and delays. National Public Health Laboratory to manage testing. More than 1.14 million foreign tourists visit Nepal in 2024. Government plans for international promotion and digital marketing to increase number of foreign tourists. National campaign for child marriage free Nepal launched today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli signed a resolution to make the country child marriage free nation. And South Korea's court approved the arrest of President Yoon in martial law investigation. Now the news in detail. Gene sequencing for breast cancer previously available in Nepal is unavailable rather in Nepal is now offered at the National Public Health Laboratory. Previous samples had to be sent abroad for testing, but following a directive from Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podyal, the laboratory has successfully implemented local testing. Now samples from across the country can be tested at the lab, reducing cost and time. Testing, which previously cost up to 60,000 rupees in India, will now be available for 30,000 in Nepal. According to Director for the National Public Health Laboratory, Ranjan Raj Bhatta, the test helps detect genetic predispositions to breast cancer, enabling early treatment and potentially saving lives. Additionally, the laboratory plans to add four more cancer-related tests in the future. More than 1.14 million foreign tourists visited Nepal in 2024. According to Nepal Tourism Board data, as of this morning, a total of 1,147,024 tourists entered Nepal in 1 year. This is the first year Nepal welcomed the highest number of foreign tourists after coronavirus pandemic. Border Director Maniraj Lamisana said in an average 3,000 tourists entered Nepal every day. The arrival of tourists had increased by more than 14% in 2024 as compared to 2023. As per the last 6 months data of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, Nepal's post-COVID tourism has revived by 96%. Meanwhile, in his address to the 26th anniversary celebration of Nepal Tourism Board NTB in Kathmandu today, Tourism Minister Badri Pandey says the government is preparing to introduce a new tourism policy aimed at the overall development of the sector. Tourism Minister Pandey also stated that the government is going to make international promotion and digital marketing effective to increase the number of foreign tourists. On the occasion, Tourism Minister Pandey also announced that the tourism decade will be launched tomorrow, the first day of 2025, with the goal of attracting more tourists to Nepal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has signed a resolution to make the country child marriage free nation by launching a campaign against it. During a meeting with campaigners at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwata today, Prime Minister Oli wished for the success of national campaign for child marriage free Nepal. The campaign has been launched from today under the leadership of National Child Welfare Council. President Ramchandra Podyal has appointed Harkaraj Rai of Chhapa as the Secretary of the House of Representatives. According to the Office of the President, on the recommendation of Speaker Debraj Khimire, the head of the state appointed Rai, a resident of Sibasataksi Municipality 2 in Chhapa, to the post. The Madhes province government is set to offer scholarships to more than 600 girls in the province to enhance access to higher education for those from marginalized and disadvantaged communities. Tulu Babu Dahal, acting director of the Madhes province education directorate, said scholarships will be provided in two categories, 25,000 rupees for students in the general stream and 35,000 rupees for those in the technical stream. Meanwhile, the Madhes province government has also decided to provide health insurance to the families of the martyrs from the Madhes movements and the armed conflict. Politicians have said that the idea of national reconciliation policy propounded by B.P. Koirala, the first elected prime minister in Nepal, is equally relevant and contextual even in the present time. At a program organized on Tuesday at BP Museum in Sundari Jal of Kathmandu today on the occasion of the 48th National Reconciliation Day, the Nepali Congress leaders and intellectuals said that the BP made unsurmountable contributions to the nation's democratic movement by returning to the homeland by for the country and people at the cost of his life. The speaker said BP was a true nationalist, far-sighted intellect and brave politician. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Recharge karna host ya balance transfer girl. Call detail data voice ko status taha pauna. Gift back pathauna. Wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai anti app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free ma prapta garo.
Play store wa app store bata sajile. Nepal Telecom ko app download garna sakincha.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Dr. Mahendra Vista, Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, has stressed the need for aligning PSB with both national needs and international standards. Chair Dr. Vista's remark came during an orientation program held at Simadarbad today, concentrating on the selection of program content to meet the motto of public service broadcasting. He also reiterated the necessity of producing content that is accessible to citizens while addressing the problems faced by the people and presenting them to policymakers for solutions. Likewise, Vishnu Ram Neupani, Acting Chief Administrative Officer of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, urged all staff members to collaborate effectively to make broadcasting more people-centric. Similarly, communications expert Raghu Mainali provided insights on the ways to create citizen-centric content for public service broadcasting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A South Korean court has given authorities approval on Tuesday to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol in a criminal investigation into his martial law decree, marking the first time that a sitting president of the country has faced arrest. Reuters news agency cited the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials as confirming that Seoul Western District Court approved an arrest warrant requested by investigators examining Yoon's short-lived imposition of martial law. Yoon, who has been suspended from office, is facing investigation on the allegations that he was the leader of an insurrection, one of the few criminal charges from which a South Korean president does not have immunity. Separately, his trial on impeachment is being heard at the Constitutional Court. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations on Monday issued what he called a final warning to Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi militants to halt missile attacks on Israel, saying they risk the same miserable fate as Hamas, Hezbollah and Syria's Bashar al-Assad if they persisted. According to Reuters news agency, Ambassador Danny Danone also warned Tehran that Israel has the ability to strike any target in the Middle East, including in Iran. He also added that the Israel would not tolerate attacks by Iranian proxies, but hours later the Israeli military announced that it had intercepted a missile fired from Yemen, prompting sirens to sound across the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. Meanwhile, the division has predicted that the current fog and mist in the three regions of the country will persist till tomorrow morning. The division has also urged all to take precautions, warning that the weather system may affect daily lives, including road and air transportation systems. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Gene sequencing for breast cancer now available in Nepal, cutting costs and delays. National Public Health Laboratory to manage testing. More than 1.1 million foreign tourists visit Nepal in 2024. Government plans for international promotion and digital marketing to increase number of foreign tourists. National Campaign for Child Marriage Free Nepal launched today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli signs a resolution to make the country child marriage free nation. And South Korea's court approves the arrest of President Yoon in martial law investigation. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepal.com, online.com rather, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.